For half a century, Americans have whisked about the country on high-speed but rather boring interstate expressways. Romantics prefer older, two-lane highways that meander across the land. There you can smell the new field corn and the Tuesday meatloaf special wafting from a local diner. You can gaze at vintage neon signs crackling through the night and listen to nostalgic tales of slower times gone by. So prepare your imagination for a ride down the noblest old cross-country highway of them all. It's U.S. Highway 66, or rather the intact parts of it that the interstate highways passed by. First cobbled together in the 1920s, Route 66 began in downtown Chicago, wound across 4,000 kilometers, three time zones, and eight states, and ended at Santa Monica, California's Pacific Ocean Pier. Old 66 was the fast way west to Arizona's spectacular Grand Canyon. It was truckers' warm, fair-weather road, a military convoy route during World War II, and then in the 1950s and 60s, the hip and stylish road of Chevy convertibles, cheap gas, motor court motels, and hippie vans. In those days, Route 66 was the main street of America, the mother road.
The restless and the desperate, the young ones and the old, all the children of the mother road.
John Steinbeck first used that term in his classic novel, The Grapes of Wrath. It told of sadder times along U.S. 66 in the 1930s, when Oklahoma Okies and other refugees fled terrible dust storms.
That 66 highway, it's mighty hard. All day you're hot, all night you freeze. But we gotta have work, so we're taking a chance from old Oklahoma to Los Angeles.
In a later book called Route 66, The Mother Road, historian Michael Wallace also wrote about those desperate times.
They had nowhere to go. They were tenant farmers. Their crops were gone. The dust literally took over the land. So they followed the scent of orange blossoms to the San Joaquin Valley in California. And fortunately, people along the way, people of modest means, did take them in. But in many instances, particularly on the borders of California or in Arizona, the inspection stations, these pilgrims, these migrants, these disenfranchised people were met with spittle and billy clubs. It was a tough journey. There was nothing romantic about it.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Nor were the times as carefree as Nat King Cole described them. This black man recorded the highway's unofficial anthem in 1946, when many public accommodations were segregated by race. He would not have been welcome in most motels or cafes along the road. For white travelers, though, Route 66 bustled with one-of-a-kind gas stations and trading posts, biscuits and gravy coffee shops, even conically shaped motels dressed up like Native American wigwams. But by the time Mr. Wallace published The Mother Road in 1990, decay had set in.
So many towns were bypassed, they had to figure out a way to stay alive. And some of them didn't. Some of them dried up. But 85% of the road is still there. Not only that old varicose concrete and asphalt, but more importantly, the people along the road. The barbers, the fry cooks, the grease monkeys, the cops, the farmers, the ranchers, the kids. They were the most important component of the road and still are.
They are people like Sue Preston. She's a former secretary who bought an old auto repair shop in a dot of a town called Warwick, Oklahoma, and turned it into a Route 66 gift shop.
It's living history. I think that's why that is so special. It's like a big family. If you live or work on Route 66, that you just become part of a village. Lots of the people are still alive that had their businesses in the 30s and the 40s, and they're still sitting in those businesses. And yes, they're not as prosperous anymore, and they're a little run down, but the people are still there, willing to talk about it and willing to share their experiences, and people enjoy that.
Just down the road, near the little town of Arcadia, Oklahoma, you come around a bend and spy a big barn, a round one, bright red with a green egg-shaped cedar shingle roof. It said this is the most photographed spot on all of Route 66. At least it used to be, back in the 1960s, when a television show about two men traveling Route 66 in a red convertible began a four-year run. Its theme song was a top 10 hit. Over the years, much of Route 66 was plowed under to make way for five new interstate highways. The route was decommissioned as a federal highway in 1985, but those who love old 66 put up orange-colored signs so tourists could find what remains. These days along 66, you'll find kitschy art like the Cadillac Ranch outside Amarillo, Texas. A farmer half-buried 10 Cadillac cars in the dirt there and invited passers-by to spray-paint them any old way they pleased. People still stop with their spray cans and do just that every day of the year. Along Old 66 in Catoosa, Oklahoma, you can see a gigantic, restored blue whale that covers a diving platform in a park. In Wilmington, Illinois, a fiberglass astronaut called the Gemini Giant looms outside the launching pad drive-in restaurant. Elsewhere along the road, signs beckon you to the Buckskin, Wagon Wheel, Blue Swallow, and other quaint motels. A few are still open, but many welcomed their last guest a generation ago. On a lazy exploration of old Route 66, you're apt to find lizards lolling in the sun, Model T Fords rusting outside dusty general stores, and old-timers just waiting for you to ask them about the glory days of the Mother Road.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
I'm Ted Landfair.